Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Lieutenant Andrea Hoover with the Salvation Army of Martin County. The Salvation Army's Angel Tree Christmas Assistance Program and Red Kettle Program are now underway. Andrea, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about the Army in which you are a lieutenant and how the iconic Red Kettle Program came about.
Well, the Salvation Army, we are a Christian organization. And the Red Kettle Program started many years ago when a local Salvation Army decided that they need a little more money to help them be able to help people. Kind of our motto is the least, the last, and the lost. People that are in the fringes of society that need a little hand up instead of just a handout to help improve their situation. So the Red Kettle Program got started to do that. And the program is every Christmas season. And the money that we raise during that time helps us to be able to pay people's rent, utilities, prescription drugs that they might need throughout the following year, food assistance, all in emergency situations where people have found themselves down and out for whatever reason, and we can help give them a helping hand.
How are you funded?
We are strictly funded by donors. The Red Kettle Program, people who want to donate strictly to the Salvation Army, and wherever that money is donated, if it's Martin County or if it's St. Lucie County, the money that we receive goes directly back to that county. I know from Martin County, it's 82 cents of every dollar that we receive goes straight to people who need help.
You were telling me before we started taping that your husband is also in the Salvation Army and that it's literally a ministry for you. You had to go to seminary. How did that decision to join the Army come about?
Actually, I was a nurse and had been working in the hospital as the assistant chief nursing officer, responsible for about five departments, 350 nurses. And the Salvation Army has always been my church. I was very active in the Army. That's a part that people don't know a lot of times. And I just felt God calling me to do more for Him. So we, my husband and I, both felt that call, and so we left our normal everyday jobs and went to the Salvation Army Seminary and became ordained ministers after 2 years of study.
And are most people in the Salvation Army, are they ordained ministers? Are they in the Army? Do they have ranks? I don't know how to put it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The Salvation Army believes that there's a battle going on, and it's a battle against good and evil. And so we have adopted, since 1865, the military mantra. So if you're a lieutenant or a captain or a major, that means you're the ordained minister for that local unit of the Salvation Army. We also have members of our church that are called soldiers. And basically, they've made a commitment to make the Salvation Army their church and to help us with the battle, because every battle needs good soldiers.
I'm speaking today with Lieutenant Andrea Hoover with the Salvation Army of Martin County. Tell me about your Angel Tree Christmas Assistance Program. How does that work?
In Martin County, we just completed 700 applications for families who came forward and said, I think I need help and I may qualify. All they have to do to really qualify is be a recipient of some other type of government program. Maybe they're on the WIC program or Medicaid program, and show us proof of the number of children that they need assistance with. And we commit in Martin County to give them two toys and one outfit, brand new. And then we set up a special day where the family can come and receive the toys, take them home, put them under their tree for Christmas.
And the Red Kettle Program goes right through the holiday season.
It goes right through the holiday season. That's our time to be out in the public. One of our little mottos is your change makes change in people's lives. For us in Martin County, we receive a lot of our funding so that we can turn around and take care of people that following year, whether it's food or rent or utilities or whatever the need is.
I've been speaking today with Lieutenant Andrea Hoover with the Salvation Army of Martin County. If you'd like to find out more about the work they're doing this holiday season, you can go to their website, salvationarmystewart.org. Andrea, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you.